using crisis in anti-democratic ways to hoard power, to centralize power, to circumvent democracy. So what I'm calling for is the opposite of that, is in moments of crisis to broaden the democratic space. And I think thinking about how a community responds after a disaster like Sandy, it's a great example, because often what you have are very elite-driven reconstruction processes. You know, a committee is struck, filled with industrialists. This has just happened.
A new report claims
to come up with a reconstruction plan.
Are not reduced. A doomsday scenario.
Je n'ai jamais vu même.
The report says if we don't do something now, by 2100, coral reef ecosystems will disappear, sea levels will rise up by 3 feet, and the 22nd century will be characterized by wild weather, drought, and famine.
The report is called Turn Down the Heat. It claims other effects could include extreme heat waves during almost all summer months that would be specifically pinpointed to the Mediterranean, North Africa, Middle East, and parts of the United States. Severe impacts on agriculture, water resources, human health, biodiversity, and ecosystem.
Police reported no casualties amid the devastation in its township, particularly along Hornley Beach, where many residents failed to heed orders to evacuate. You can hear the panic in their voices as they called 911 for help.
About 5 or 6 feet car took off down the drive.
I'm just about, is it in the house already?
Yeah, it's in the house.
I'm on the evacuation
information.
They said they're on the way, but it's been 30 minutes. I'm freaking out over here.
Okay, it's going to be a little while, man. It's going to be a little more than 30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah,
we have a lot of people ahead of you right now.
Like many others throughout our area, residents in Toms River never expected Sandy to be as devastating as it was.
Towards getting at the root cause of the crisis and developing popular movements that demand real structural change. The problems that I call out in the book are not responding strongly to disaster. There's nothing wrong with that. If you're having a crisis, you should respond strongly. It deserves that. It's these particular ways of using crisis in anti-democratic ways to hoard power, to centralize power.
A new report claims if the world's greenhouse gas emissions are not reduced, a doomsday scenario could be in our not-so-distant future.
A World Bank report has warned that global temperatures could rise by 4 degrees Celsius by the end of this century.
The report says if we don't do something now, by 2100, coral reef ecosystems will disappear, sea levels will rise up by 3 feet, and the 22nd century will be characterized by wild weather, drought, and famine.
The report is called Turn Down the Heat. It claims other effects could include extreme heat waves during almost all summer months that would be specifically pinpointed to the Mediterranean, North Africa, Middle East, and parts of the United States. Severe impacts on agriculture, water resources, human health, biodiversity, and ecosystem, which could lead to large-scale displacement of populations. The report also predicts the poorest people in the world will pay the highest price because of their inability to adapt to a drastic climate change. The writer for Think Progress says countries that are poorer and less technologically advanced will surely suffer the worst consequences of climate change, as evidenced by the way such areas are hit by natural disasters. President of World Bank Group Jim Yong Kim explains the implications on future generations.
You know, I have a 3-year-old son, and when he's my age, he could be living in a completely different world.
Because in the past, boys only come up to the street and maybe their ankles. And all of a sudden, it came over in a form nobody ever expected.
Call 911 for help.
In the middle of the ocean, I'm in the second floor. Okay. Oh my God, I can't believe this.
Right now. Now, we're completely submerged from both sides. I'm 5 or 6 feet apart, took off down the driveway.
Is it in the house already?
Yeah, it's in the house.
I'm on the evacuation list to make sure you're on the way, but it's been 30 minutes. I'm freaking out.
To circumvent democracy. So what I'm calling for is the opposite of that, is in moments of crisis to broaden the democratic space.
Was administered in a drink of water given at the start of each day's exercise. 25 minutes later, the first effects of the drug became apparent. The men began to relax and to giggle. But this man was more seriously affected and had to be removed from the exercise. After 35 minutes, one of the radio operators had become incapable of using his set, and the efficiency of the rocket launcher team was also very impaired.
WCOMLP FM, I'm Furious George signing in and letting you all know that the show may be offensive to some of you all out there. For everyone else, be prepared because we've got a whole fun hour of more furiousness dedicated to the effed up situation relating to our climate. And who knows what else we'll be doing, including spinning some of the fun music there in the background. That's Teebs off of his fun collection. I will also try to bring some stuff relating to the fake war on Christmas, the war on Gangnam Style, the fact that Obama's going to allow some of the states to secede. Lots of other fun stuff, but mostly we're going to just kind of talk about how this week happened to be coming up. It relates to the Doha Climate Exchange, or change, that will be probably completely fruitless. But, you know, we're going to at least spotlight it and pray, cross our fingers, something meaningful will come out of it. And also, you know, we're going to probably talk a little bit about some of the news relating to the liberation of herbal smokers in Washington and Colorado. A number of other things. So if you like what you're hearing, keep doing what you're doing. I'm Furious George. I will be back here relatively soon. You can also check out furiousg.blogspot.com, where you'll find some of my old shows. That's furiousg.blogspot. Or, you know, check out wcomfm.org. That's our station here, and there's plenty of ways to help support the station. My favorite way of supporting is volunteering. I've been volunteering for every Thursday for almost, I guess, 8 years now coming up. And before that, I actually helped volunteer to run Free Radio Asheville and some other stuff. So that's why I do it. It's just fun, and I hope you enjoy it too. Stick around. I will bring you some more of this craziness. I'm furious.
10 minutes later, the attacking section had lost all sense of urgency. Notice the bunching and indecision as they enter a wood occupied by the enemy. Almost immediately, the section commander tried to use a map to find the location of troop headquarters, and a prisoner's escort had to have the way pointed out to him, although it was in plain sight, 700 yards away over open country.
Call 911 for help.
Okay.
Oh my God, I can't believe this. I'm wiped out.
Now we're completely submerged from both sides, about 5 or 6 feet apart.
One in which we don't have enough food to feed our population. One in which cities are inundated with water.
World Bank is currently helping 130 countries mitigate climate change. For Newsy, I'm Jasmine Bailey.
To about 8 million homes, shut down 70% of East Coast oil refineries, and will exceed, economists say, the $15 billion worth of damage caused last year when Hurricane Irene hit New York. New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo said his state must adapt to the reality of more frequent extreme weather events. Carol Werner with the Environmental and Energy Study Institute says climate change scientists have long predicted that intense storms, droughts, and forest fires would result from the rising temperatures and sea levels caused by global warming.
Scientists have been warning us about this for decades, and unfortunately, it is all happening much earlier than what they had originally predicted back in the 80s.
Skeptics take issue with the argument that global warming is to blame for intense storms. Patrick Michaels with the Cato Institute says New York has just been unlucky.
First time the conference of the parties to the climate change convention is being held in the Gulf region.
The annual United Nations Climate Summit has convened this year in Doha, the capital of the oil-rich Emirate of Qatar on the Arabian Peninsula. Dubbed COP18, an army of bureaucrats, business people, and environmentalists are gathered ostensibly to limit global greenhouse gas emissions to a level that scientists say will contain the global temperature rise to 2 degrees Celsius, that's 3.8 degrees Fahrenheit, and perhaps stave off global climate catastrophe. If past meetings are any indication, national self-interest on the part of the world's largest polluters, paramount among them, the United States, will trump global consensus.
We want our children to live in America that isn't burdened by debt, that isn't weakened by inequality, that isn't threatened by the destructive power of a warming planet.
So proclaimed President Obama in his victory speech on November 6th this year, just over a week after Superstorm Sandy devastated New York City and much of New Jersey, killing more than 100 people. These are fine aspirations. The problem is action is needed now to avert the very scenario that President Obama has said he wants to avoid. The United States, which remains the greatest polluter in world history, stands as one of the biggest impediments to a rational global program to stem global warming. Latest findings suggest the goal of limiting global temperature rise to 2 degrees Celsius may now be beyond reach, and that we may now be locked into a 4 to 6 degree temperature increase. Quote, the only way to avoid the pessimistic scenarios will be radical transformations in the way the global economy currently functions. Rapid uptake of renewable energy, shortfalls in fossil fuel use, or massive deployment of CCS, carbon capture and storage, removal of industrial emissions, and halting deforestation, unquote. These are not the words of some wild-eyed environmental activist, but from business advisors at PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP, PwC, in their November 2012 Low Carbon Economy Index. The PwC advisors concur in many regards with a consortium of environmentalists who issued an open letter as COP18 convened. Bill McKibben, founder of 350.org, Nigerian activist Nimo Bassi, and Ambassador Pablo Salom, who formerly led climate negotiations for Bolivia, said in their letter to the COP18 negotiators, quote, if we want a 50-50 chance of staying below 2 degrees, we have to leave two-thirds of the known reserves of coal and oil and gas underground.
First thing is, this is a storm of really historic proportion. It's really like something we haven't seen before. It's huge. It's half again the size of Texas. It's coming across water that's near record warmth as it makes its way up the East Coast. Apparently, we're seeing lower pressures north of Cape Hatteras than have been ever recorded before. The storm surge, which is going to be the very worst part of this storm, is being driven by that huge size and expanse of the storm. But of course, it comes in on water that's already somewhat higher than it would have been in the past because of sea level rise. it's a monster. It's Frankenstorm, frankly, is not only a catchy name, in many ways, it's the right name for it. This thing is stitched together from elements natural and unnatural, and it seems poised to cause real havoc. The governor of Connecticut said yesterday, the last time we saw anything like this was never.
Sister and her partner looked at the Con Edison power outage map and tried to correlate it with an income distribution map that they found to find out what are areas where there still seemed to be a lot of power outages and a lot of low-income people, figuring that those were areas that were probably hit hard, and so that brought us to Coney Island. I did a Google search of Coney Island, Hurricane Sandy, the day before we came down here, and the only story was about the baby walrus in the New York Aquarium, and the articles were reassuring everybody that the baby walrus was going to be okay. We were wondering about the people.
Wow.
There is still no consensus to mandate the reduction of carbon fuel emissions to mitigate the effects of global warming. Michael says the private sector will change over time as innovations bring down the cost of clean energy.
The best policy is not to do very much about it.
And I think that's about right.
There certainly was a lack of discussion, to put it mildly, in the presidential debates around the issue of climate change.
Yeah.
I don't think it was raised at all.
What do you think Romney's feeling this morning for having the one mention he's made the whole time, his big laugh line at the Republican convention?
Fifty minutes after taking the drug, radio communication had become difficult, if not impossible.
Oh my God, I can't believe this right now.
Now, we're completely submerged from both sides, about 5 or 6 feet. It's hard to go off down the drive.
Is it in the house already?
That's not environmental math or some radical interpretation they wrote. That's from the report of the International Energy Agency last month. It means that without dramatic global action to change our path, the end of the climate story is already written. There's no room for doubt. Absent remarkable action, these fossil fuels will burn and the temperature will climb, creating a chain reaction of climate-related natural disasters, they wrote. The UN's World Meteorological Organization released preliminary findings for 2012, highlighting extremes of drought, heat waves, floods, and snow in extreme cold, as well as above-average hurricane activity in the Atlantic Basin for the third consecutive year. Also speaking at the COP18's opening was Dr. R.K. Pachauri, chair of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, comprising more than 1,800 scientists from around the globe, which shared the 2007 Nobel Peace Prize with Al Gore. In sober scientific language, Dr. Pachauri pointed out potential catastrophes unless action is taken. Among them, he said, by 2020, between 75 and 250 million people in Africa are projected to be exposed to increased water stress due to climate change. As global average temperature increase exceeds 3.5 degrees Celsius, model projections suggest significant extinctions ranging from 40 to 70% of species assessed around the globe. President Obama loudly advocates for doing away with subsidies to the oil and gas corporations.
A century of subsidies to the oil companies is long enough. It's time to end taxpayer giveaways to an industry that has never been more profitable. Double down on clean energy industries that have never been more promising. That's what we need to do.
But as pointed out by Oil Change International, Greenpeace, and other groups, he's supporting skyrocketing export subsidies for dirty fossil fuels through the United States Export-Import Bank. With at least $10.2 billion in public financing for fossil fuel projects in 2012 alone, dwarfing the $2.3 billion the State Department claims it's dispersed to developing countries to combat climate change. Outside the air-conditioned plenary halls and corridors of the UN Climate Summit in Doha, in the Emirate of Qatar, which ironically is the nation with the highest per capita carbon emissions of any nation on the planet, there will be protests.
Change in a sense, it hit us at the worst possible historical moment because it does require collective action, right? It does require that you regulate corporations, that you get, you know, that you plan collectively as a society.
When the seasons start to change, I find I'm out of place. Night comes down and I'm at it again. Night comes down and I'm at it again.
But the men are still capable of sustained physical effort. However, constructive action was still attempted by those retaining a sense of responsibility in spite of physical symptoms. But 1 hour and 10 minutes after taking the drug, with one man climbing a tree to feed the birds, the troop commander gave up, admitting that he could no longer control himself or his men. He himself then relapsed into laughter.
Hustle and fool after school to the school teacher sees. Tells your mother that she tells you to go.
just like seasons ago. I wonder how that looks now.
Planning was a dirty word. That was what communists did, right? Anything collective was a dirty word. Margaret Thatcher said there's no such thing as society. You know, if you believe that, you can't do anything about climate change.
Hundreds of grassroots activists from across the region, including many involved in the Arab Spring, are marching, calling for their nations to take the lead in reducing emissions. The Arab Spring activists topple dictators, but can they move the fossil fuel corporations? With a growing global movement intent on doing just that, prepare for a hot summer.
The nation is horrified to learn about the war in Afghanistan while reading up on the Petraeus sex scandal. A needy nation breaks down after the first full week without being pandered to by politicians, and Elmo admits he's uncomfortable working with a gay puppeteer. Multiple state secession petitions signed by citizens angry about last week's election results. Newly re-elected President Barack Obama announced today that he is now willing to let 10 states secede from the Union, adding, quote, but no more than that, saying that the first 10 states to get the most signatures on their secession petitions can, quote, feel free to leave the United States with absolutely no consequences. Obama noted that the remaining 40 states will be subject to the federal government's military defense, healthcare services, and disaster relief assistance for the foreseeable future. We'll be right back.
and the war on Christmas this year has been shot.
Our first War on Christmas story of the season.
Is it too early to do a War on Christmas segment before Thanksgiving?
It's never too early for that.
Ho, ho, ho. Forget spreading cheer.
It's a not-so-merry start to the holiday season.
The war on Christmas has begun.
Tis the season.
I don't know when it's starting.
Atheists seem to have ended a 60-year-old Christmas tradition in Santa Monica, California. Way to go, right?
Some left-wing loons.
And for the first time in 60 years, there will be no nativity scene at all.
No nativity, no drummer boy, and no manger.
Right. Why do some atheists have the right to squelch the holiday fun that everybody else has been having for years?
What do you think here? Are these atheists ruining Christmas for the kids?
This ends up being about bullies.
This is the thing about atheists. They bully the other religions, and they're just vehemently intolerant.
And I think it's kind of sad.
Sounds pretty bad, right?
That's not America. That's not freedom of speech.
Yeah. Jesus is used to this. That's the good news.
Perhaps we need to make sure that some Christianity is seen there.
In the meantime, with all the talk about Christmas, is anyone else nervous about Christmas shopping?
Well, it's the nightmare before the holiday shopping season.
Also, holidays bring up this expectation that you should be over-the-top happy.
You don't have enough money to buy everyone in your family presents for Christmas?
Renting a car for your holiday travels could be difficult this year.
As your family gathers around the dinner table this holiday, do you know what to do if someone is choking?
An influenza virus.
It's supposed to be fun, and here you are giving us dire warnings about the interior of planes.
A Charlie Brown Christmas sparking controversy at a school in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Let's talk about some people who will undoubtedly go into debt this holiday season.
Very big arguments between major unions and some major companies just in time for the holidays.
Will union demands leave passengers high and dry?
You are deliberately making it impossible for countless people to get together for the holidays.
Airline tickets, they go up in price around the holidays.
A lot of families don't make you happy.
And doomsday predictions are getting renewed attention.
What happens to your plans on December 22nd?
You got all the presents under the Christmas tree. They're going to still be. Is it even significant?
Should I do my Christmas shopping or not? Is the question.
You got to watch because we don't know what happens on 12/22.
Is it me or are people already drinking early for the holidays?
Holiday time is the worst. They feel so lonely. Even the Christmas commercials on TV put me in a depression.
Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about.
Dr. Germ, it was a great pleasure having you on the show today. I hope you've not scared everybody to death.
And, oh dear, a rogue Rudolph treats himself to an early Christmas present. A pack of cigarettes. Stay tuned for that.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
In what experts are calling an economic crisis of catastrophic proportions, financial markets crashed Tuesday following the release of This Christmas, a new holiday album by John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
our collective atmosphere. We can only respond to this collectively. So the environmental movement responded to that by really personalizing the problem and saying, okay, you recycle and you buy a hybrid car and treating this like this could, or we'll have business-friendly solutions like cap and trade and carbon offsetting. That doesn't work. So that's part of the problem. So you have this movement that every once in a while would rear up and people would get all excited and we're really going to do something about this. And whether it was the Rio Summit or the Copenhagen Summit or that moment when Al Gore came out with Inconvenient Truth, but then it would just recede because it didn't have that collective social support that it needed. And on top of that, we've had this concerted campaign by the fossil fuel lobby to both buy off the environmental movement, to defame the environmental movement, to infiltrate the environmental movement, and to spread lies in the culture. And that's what the climate denial movement has been doing so effectively.
No, we're completely submerged from both sides, about 5 or 6 feet. The car took off down the driveway.
Little attention has been paid to the possible connection between the storm and climate change. Scientists have long warned how global warming would make North Atlantic hurricanes more powerful. Just 2 weeks ago, the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences published a major study on the connection between warmer sea surface temperatures and increase in stronger Atlantic hurricanes.
You feel you're normal?
I hope I'm normal. I think so.
Well, a little while back, you took quite a series of psychological tests, and I can assure you that you're a very stable and well-balanced person as the result of the test.
This is the thing about atheists. They bully the other religions and they're just vehemently intolerant.
The
pony.
The pony.
Oppan Gangnam
Style. That's what he's doing. He's jumping up and down. And 800 million views of this? What's going on?
Well, look, there will be those who dismiss this as having no meaning, just a good beat and a lot of fun. I won't be one of those dismissing it, because when you approach a billion views on YouTube and surpass Justin Bieber, perhaps you're tapping into something. And I think what this fellow's tapping into is, in fact, this Psy, P-S-Y, is tapping into the fact that people don't want any meaning right now. Music, the most popular music, apparently, is that without intelligible words, to some extent, that simply conveys you to a distant place, beat-wise.
Last time I did that intro, you all seemed to love it, so I thought I'd do it again one last time. When I first saw that Gangnam Style video, I thought, okay, this is normal, random, hilarious on the internet. When you see random funny on the internet, you don't question it. You just accept it as it is and do not expect it to have a deeper meaning than the laws.
Oppan Gangnam Style.
But apparently this is not the case with Gangnam Style, and the video and the lyrics actually share a message. And in a Times article I read this morning, link in the description, I learned what that was. You see, apparently Gangnam is the richest neighborhood in Seoul, described as Silicon Valley, Wall Street, Beverly Hills, Manhattan's Upper East Side, and Miami Beach all rolled into one. And in the video, Psy is ineptly trying to emulate that Gangnam lifestyle. The video starts off with Psy being fanned by this beautiful woman while in the beach, but as the camera pulls out, you can see he's not actually in the beach, he is in a children's playground and the woman doesn't exist. And throughout the video you see more stuff like this. And the thing is, probably the reason Gangnam Style became so big is because the fact that people didn't understand what he was saying.
Oppan Gangnam Style
doesn't try to convince you of anything. It doesn't try to raise your emotions. It just is sort of like a drug. And that seems to be what most people seem to want right now. Not reality, not feeling, not meaning.
All right.
Oppan Gangnam Style.
Thinking about things you don't understand and dancing like he's riding a horse, and you can't help but find it hilarious. But if you think about it, this video is actually not any more random than, say, an Eminem video, like The Real Slim Shady or We Made You. I'm sure if you took those videos and showed them to people that don't speak English, they would find it just as funny as we find Gangnam Style. But that's not it. Gangnam Style might have an even deeper meaning than that. Psy is not the only one trying to live that Gangnam lifestyle. In 2010, in South Korea, the average household carried credit card debt worth 155% of their disposable income. For comparison, the US average just before the subprime mortgage crisis was 138%.
All right, so it means nothing, but it's got a nice upbeat to it, and you can do the pony and ride around. That's it,
I think,
right?
I think the meaning is that it has no meaning. It is the son of Facebook, if you will. The false face that so many people now put on their lives, the lack of insight, if you will, is reflected in this person's popularity.
Last question. I don't see anything wrong with this. You know, if you want to waste your time looking at this, or you like the beat, I don't think anything wrong with that. You lose a few pounds jumping up and down like a pony. That might help out, you know?
Music.
That Katrina magnitude events have been twice as frequent in warm years compared with cold years. We begin today's show.
The work and the relief efforts to get the message out as this storm heads north. We in Vermont, knowing from last year's superstorm Irene, have a pretty good idea of just how traumatic this is going to be. So the short-term effort is all about people, but the slightly longer-term effort is to make sure that we're not creating a world where this kind of thing happens over and over and over again.
Okay, hey, this is Furious George signing off here. I'm going to be sending you away with some cool music from this great album from last year from a guy named Luke Kidd. The song in particular is off his Chord album. Pretty cool DJ mixer. I'm going to be back here next week where I will take on a new subject. This one happened to be the craziness that's going on with climate change and Hurricane Sandy. If you want to know more about my old shows and all the fun different topics we've picked, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. You can also check out some of my, you know, the music and learn more about the different sounds and beats you can hear, including that there in the background is a mixtape from Bass Nectar, who actually, you know, has made some really cool mixes, including like this here. That's old school Dead Prez from the 1990s. Dead Prez, it's bigger than hip hop. This one is really fun because it happens to just be so apropos relating to the recent elections, dysfunction, and etc., etc. Look, if you like what you're hearing, support community-based radio. Go to WCOMFM.org, sign up, make sure you're a supporter in some way or another, even if that's just more than listening at some level. Just, you know, sign up for our webpage alerts, or go to our different accounts that you can help support the station. What I like to do is do what I'm doing right now. Take a little time and come all the way out here from Chatham County, throw myself on front of the airwaves, see what happens, and volunteer as well as I can, and then come back the next week. So that's what I do. Do what you can do. If it's not for the station, find some other cool socially related, supportive, or environmental improvement program. That's a funny one. Maybe help us defend the climate against corporations, especially those related to fossil fuels. All right. Off of my soapbox, let the next person come in. Until then, here's some fun stuff from more Bass Nectar, and then we'll get into the Chord. I'm furious. See you next week.
Oh, you run up your mouth, sir. Oh, you can't chat so much. You have to run up your mouth. You can't do DJ.
No higher.
Jesus is used to this. That's the good news.
Perhaps we need to make sure that some Christianity is seen there.
In the meantime, with all the talk about Christmas, is anyone else nervous about Christmas shopping?
Well, it's the nightmare before the holiday shopping season.
Also, holidays bring up this expectation that you should be over-the-top happy.
You don't have enough money to buy everyone
in your family presents for Christmas.
Renting a car for your holiday travels could be difficult this year.
As your family gathers around the dinner table this holiday, do you know what to do if someone is choking?
And, oh dear, a robo to an...
I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about.
Should I do my Christmas shopping or not? Is the question.
You got all the presents under the Christmas tree.
And doomsday predictions are getting renewed. Attention.
What happens to your plans on December 22nd? You got all the presents under the Christmas tree. They're going to still be. Is it even significant?
Should I do my Christmas shopping or not?
You got to watch because we don't know what happens on 22.
Of Colombia allowed the medical use of marijuana. Now many are asking whether the passage of these latest measures could be the beginning of the end for marijuana prohibition. All of this comes as the federal government continues to consider marijuana an illegal drug, and the Obama administration has supported police crackdowns even on medical marijuana. Meanwhile, it has ignored studies that show the plant can be useful in treating everything from depression to cancerous tumors.
The law will go into effect.
Well, the take-home message from the votes is significant. America woke up after the elections and looked itself in the mirror and realized two states had voted to legalize marijuana for adult use. But there's caveats in the proposition, the ballot measure that passed in Washington state in particular, that are quite troubling. And it has to do with driving under the influence of drugs. There are stipulations in the ballot measure that's passed that state that a person who has over a certain amount of metabolites, marijuana metabolites, in their body can be charged with driving under the influence of drugs. The problem here is that the metabolites from marijuana can stay in the body for many weeks.
So I don't see anything wrong with this. Is there anything wrong with it?
Well, look, is there anything wrong with it? I guess I'd say this. To the extent that you revel in things that don't speak to you, that you use something to transport you away from real thought and deep feeling, yeah, there's something wrong with it.
All right, so if you watch this like seven times a day, that might not be good. So you watch it once.
It's the same as getting high in miniature.
I don't think
a little bit. It's a drug.
Now, once you alter your consciousness with substance, then it's a whole different ballgame. This, I think, is relatively harmless. Unless you're, you know, if you're walking into a job interview like this with dark glasses on, then that's going to hurt you.
coming here and drinking this strange material.
I'm a little nervous, perhaps.
Well, I think that's normal. Well, I think it's time for you to have your lysergic acid. Drink this down, and we'll be back after a while and see how you're doing.
What we're going to do right here is go back, way back, back into time, back into time.
This is a glass of water, colorless, tasteless. It contains 100 gamma of LSD-25, 1/10 of a milligram, the equivalent of 1/600 of a grain.